Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA. Today is Tuesday, June 22nd, and this is Negotiation Support Chairperson Lois Freese reporting. The Strike Fund referendum vote closes 2 weeks from today. If you have not yet exercised your right to vote on this important issue, now is the time. Do not let someone else make this decision for you. When is a good time to take action that will change our circumstances? We can always look back at what happened in the past. But the reality is that we face incredible challenges today at the negotiating table, and today we have the opportunity to do something about it. Do we continue to do what we've always done, or do we take a bold step forward? For $3.75 per month, or $45 per year, we have an opportunity to invest in our future. On the heels of a successful strike by the pilots at Spirit Airlines last week, there can be no doubt of the impact a workforce standing together can have on a management mired in a mindset of wishful concessionary bargaining. The threat of a strike is powerful. An overwhelming vote of yes to the strike fund referendum will send a message to management that we are indeed united. We have taken important steps forward in our negotiations to demonstrate our resolve through our picketing and solidarity events. Now it is time to open management's eyes wide to the fact that we are resolved to achieve a contract sooner rather than later. We will protect our own and build up each other in the process. We will make the statement to management and to each other that we stand behind our strikers, and any AFA member who participates in the duly authorized strike is eligible for the benefits of the fund. Should we have funds remaining for future negotiations, we will be a leg up next time we go to the negotiating table. It has been a long time since we have had the opportunity to negotiate for improvements. But our recent experience is not the norm. Contracts are typically negotiated for a duration of 2 to 5 years. So this strike fund will continue to support our contract goals now and in not so distant future. The money we invest in this fund remains ours, specifically for the purpose of supporting striking United Airlines flight attendants. These funds will not be used for the purposes of running the daily business of our union. The eligibility process outlined in the strike fund is to provide transparency and record keeping so that everyone knows how much money is in the fund and where it is paid out to at all times. To be clear, to be eligible to receive money for the strike fund, you need only to participate in the strike. You do need to apply for the money as a means of record keeping of the strike fund activity that may be reviewed by any member at any time. But there is not a determination made by the leaders of our union as to whether or not you deserve the money. The fund is available to everyone and anyone who goes out on strike. And the entire purpose of the fund is to take off the table any exceptions to our promise to stand together. When the question comes, do we have a strike fund? We can all respond with pride and power, yes. There can be no doubt from the hundreds of actions our management has displayed towards us, they hold us in contempt. They believe we will work for less and make do. They believe they can stall our negotiations, and they believe we lack the resolve to stand up to them. To have a meaningful future and security in our jobs, with a long overdue increase in our pay, we must prove them dead wrong. Confront management head on with an overwhelming message of solidarity today to break their iron grip on concessionary negotiations and let them know they need to get down to business at the negotiating table today. Encourage your friends and flying partners to cast their ballot with an informed choice in support of these goals. Vote and tell management we are ready to do whatever it takes. Vote and then get your flying partners to vote. In industry negotiation news, PSA Airlines flight attendants represented by AFA-CWA recently filed for mediation with the National Mediation Board. The filing comes just after the first airline strike in 5 years at Spirit Airlines and is another example of poor labor relations the airline management has created across the industry. Union negotiators have met with management frequently since negotiations began in May 2009, and while the union has attempted to address flight attendant concerns, management continues to come to the table with regressive proposals. For over 8 years, PSA flight attendants have been working under an agreement in which their workload has been drastically increased while their quality of life has suffered, all while working for less than their colleagues at similar airlines. Last week was a potential turning point in our negotiations. This was the first mediated session with management following their announcement of a merger with Continental. Initially, things appeared to be moving towards some limited progress on outstanding issues. Any lingering optimism from the beginning of the week was quickly dashed when on the final day of the last week's negotiation, United retrenched further backwards with another concessionary proposal on hotels, further eroding their already concessionary hotel proposal. Management devolved their proposal to eliminate downtown hotels, eliminate all hotel standards, and eliminate involvement of the union in the inspection and selection process, all in exchange for a 5-cent per diem increase to bring our contract in line with Continental's contract. This further entrenchment of management's concessionary mindset is not only disappointing, it is indicative of management's attempt to eliminate any provision in our current contract that is superior to that of the Continental agreement. This fast track to the bottom shows that management is choosing to disregard the opportunity to work in a meaningful manner to address our concerns and instead seek to worsen our work rules. It is clear they need to be forced to change their mind about our willingness to accept concessions. Clearly, we cannot wait for the single contract negotiations, both because we need improvements now and because it is clear management views the Continental contract as concessionary. We don't need to wait, and we don't need to buy into any of the rhetoric about the Continental contract. Section 6 negotiations are separate and distinct from merged contract negotiations. We are focused on achieving a contract under Section 6 negotiations since that process gives us the right to strike if negotiations are unsuccessful. With that leverage, a new agreement is much more likely. Our contract is already 5 months overdue, and we will continue to use the parameters of Section 6 negotiations and mediation overseen by the National Mediation Board in order to hold management accountable for negotiating in good faith for the pay, benefits, work rules, and retirement improvements flight attendants have identified as important. That's all for this evening. Thank you for calling and remain informed as we stand strong together to do whatever it takes to achieve an industry-leading contract.